The next topic is characters in Kanthapura. Characters: Murthy. He is the hero of the novel, youngest child of the widow Narsamma, and known as the village Gandhi, a Satyagrahi. Next character: Ratna. She is the daughter of Kamalamma. She is married in childhood and soon became a widow. She is a young, educated woman who wears bangles, colored saris, and not the white dhoti of a widow, uses kumkum mark on her forehead. She is an active satyagrahi belonging to the Gandhian movement. She also helps and supports Murthy. Narsamma. She is Murthy's widowed mother. She loves Murthy profoundly as he is her only son. She dies of the shock of the excommunication of the family. She is orthodox and conservative. She gave birth to 11 children, 5 of whom died, and most of the remaining 6 Murthy was the only son. Next character is Achakka, A-C-H-A-K-K-A. She is an aged woman of Kanthapura and the narrator of the story. Next character is Rangamma. She is a benevolent rich widow of Kanthapura and is Murthy's main patron. She is educated and wide awake, and the villagers hold her in high respect for her character and for her knowledge. Next is Kamalamma. She is Rangamma's widowed sister. Next comes Venkamma. She is Rangamma's sister-in-law. She is a widow like her. She is known as Waterfall Venkamma. Next is Bhatta. He is the first Brahmin of Kanthapura, an unworthy husband, the election agent. He too is responsible for the excommunication of Murthy. Next comes Sinu. He is the son of Achakka, the narrator of the story. He is an active supporter of Murthy's Gandhian movement. Next comes Bade Khan, the policeman with his long beard, a symbol of British Raj. He is deputed to stay in Kanthapura and keep a watch over the activities of the Gandhians. Next is Savitramma. She is wife to Bhatta. She dies in an accident. Next comes Range Gowda. He is the Patel of Kanthapura, a man of forceful, commanding personality who wields considerable power and authority in the village. He is dismissed during the Gandhian campaign. Next comes Dore, D-O-R-E, a young man known as the university graduate. Next comes Chinamma. She is the second wife of Bhatta, who brings a lot of dowry. Next comes Ramkrishnaya. He is Rangamma's old father, a learned man with a great genius. He expounds the Vedantic texts at the Harikatha assemblies. Next comes the Sahib. He is a white man popularly known as the Hunter Sahib, is the nephew of the previous owner of the Skeffington Coffee State. Next comes Jaya Ramachar. He is a patriotic Harikatha man who is turned out from Kanthapura by a police. Next comes Rachanna, a member of the Congress Committee of Kanthapura and a paria worker on the Skeffington Coffee Estate. Next comes Ramanna, the second Brahmin of Kanthapura. After that comes Sitharamu, who is Rangamma's cousin in Karwar. Next comes Rangappa, who is the priest of the temple in Kanthapura. Madanna, a worker in the Skeffington Coffee Estate. Next comes Shankar. He is an idealistic Gandhian advocate of Karwar, secretary of the Karwar Congress Committee. After that comes Ranganna, another Gandhian advocate and cousin of Sitharamu. He opens his temple for Fariyas. Next comes Nanja. She is a daughter of Venkamma. Her marriage is settled on the day of Murthy's return after his release from imprisonment. After that comes Puttamma, a follower of Murthy. During the Satyagraha, she is raped by a policeman. After that comes Nanjudia, a Patwadi of Kanthapura. After that comes Nanjamma. She is a Brahmin woman of Kanthapura, known as Nose Scratching Nanjamma. Next comes Rachi, who is the wife to Rachanna. After that comes Kenchamma. She is the presiding goddess of Kanthapura. She is believed to have her abode on the Kanchamma hills. After that comes Venkat Narayan, a coffee planter of Kanthapura. His daughter is supposed to marry Murthy. Lastly comes Sube Gora. He is given the honor of initiating the plowing ceremony. The characters in Kanthapura is over.